Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us. We look forward to this dialogue and discussion each day as we face fresh, new, important, impactful issues. May I remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the Word of God, the Scripture. Too many times, people make a decision on what they do based on some political ideological bent, some denominational dogma that for most part does not have the centrality out of truth. But oftentimes we find those that will just simply make a determination based on a political party, whether it's the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democrat party, or the Republican party, or just simply, I don't care what anybody says, I know what I believe and I'm going to stick to it. But we like to face the issues based on the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's called the truth book. It is truth. And yet we are living in a society today when truth is generally forsaken. Truth is not looked after as being important. In fact, I have an article that I had just finished reading this morning. It's a long article. It says, truth has been canceled. It will take freedom with it, end quote. It goes on to talk about what has taken place in the election, the lack of truth, and as a result of a discounting of truth and a non-following of truth, that it's going to take our freedom with it. And ladies and gentlemen, that is a powerful statement, but it is an absolute correct statement. It was the Lord Jesus himself said that he said in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. There are a lot of people that can quote that latter portion, the truth shall make you free, but they neglect to look at the verse. In those two verses, it's very, very clear. If you continue, stay, constantly be in, if you continue in my word, that's the word of God, then you are my disciples indeed. That is, you. It indicates a true discipleship if we stay in the word of God. For an individual that doesn't stay in the Word of God, can he say, I'm a disciple? The Scripture says, if you continue my word, then you're my disciples indeed. That is truly a disciple. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth that sets us free is the truth of the Word of God. It was Jesus himself in John 14:6 says, I am truth. And then in John 17:17, Jesus makes a declaratory statement when he says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God that ought to be the fundamental foundation of what we do say and believe, especially as Christians in the society in which we're living in. Yet truth is abandoned, has been abandoned today. It was the secularist George Orwell a number of years ago that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I'm finding that to be true each and every day. As we face the issues and as we speak on issues regarding the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, and on issues that are politically connected but yet fundamentally biblical speaking. Let me remind you once again, ladies and gentlemen, God created the home, he created government, he created the church, and he did so in that order. And so anything that we speak on in relationship to the principles of government or what is taking place in our government, if we speak on issues, doctrinal, theological, biblical issues, if we speak on issues that relate to the church or the family, all of those are biblical issues and ought to be fully faced, fully addressed by any pastor, preacher, teacher, or any Christian without any hesitation. And yet we find that to be antithetical to what is found in truth today. It was the 15th century church reformer and theologian Jan Hus that made this powerful statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And may I suggest that should be our mantra today as Christians. And it ought to be our mantra more so today than ever before, in realizing that we've had an election that seems to have been absolutely stolen, based on a lie, based on fraud, based on deceit, and not based on truth. And I believe there are a lot of folks today that it's getting their attention, perhaps as never before, with what's happening in the nation and around the world as a result of the plandemic, that is, the coronavirus that's been weaponized to undermine and tear down and destroy the fundamental warp and woof of our society today. As Christians, we need to seek the truth, to listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth. And I believe it's coming a day even beyond what we're seeing today, when it's going to basically put our lives in jeopardy if we stand for the truth, if we speak the truth, if we defend the truth. And that's the way it ought to be, ladies and gentlemen. Regardless of what happens in our physicality, we need to stand on the truth, the Word of God. That's mandated of us in the Scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries a full line of equipment for the homeowner, like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of generating equipment for preparation for backup in the event of hurricane or storm. Tools for Time carries the full line of generators like Honda, and they have a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about landscape equipment, lawn care equipment for the professional as well as for the homeowner. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Tools for Time is located at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's the home of the gigantic U.S. flag. Tools for Time has on its campus a 165-foot flagpole with a huge American flag flowing 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, find that flagpole at the intersection of I-295, and at the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, a very important subject today. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. Your call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question or comment. We're talking about today the China connection to the election. The China connection to the election. Now, multitudes have been in hysteria, pulling our hair out. Multitudes across America have been faced with the trauma of lockdown, the destruction of business, the closing of the churches, the evisceration of fortunes and future of those families that have started business and spent, invested a lifetime in developing those businesses, to have them locked down on the premise that it's needful and necessary to quash a pandemic, a virus, a pathogen, the coronavirus that is very real. COVID-19 has killed a multitude of people. But the Johns Hopkins Hospital, the university, in a research that was publicized and then pulled back off the market, indicated that we've had no more deaths in 2020 than the average total deaths because of normal viruses, pneumonia, flus, et cetera, during the same seasons, 2017, 2018, 2019. When that was, the truth of that was discovered, they pulled it from public view on the premise that it would cause people to be relaxed in their sense of what is dangerous and will let the guard down. But ladies and gentlemen, the point that I make with that is the precursor to what we want to talk about today is the fact that while we, while you, while I, and while multitudes of Americans have been focused on the pathogen, focused on trying to protect our Bill of Rights, focused on what's taking place, even in the midst of the chaos, the confusion, the conflict, and the hysteria over COVID-19, and all the forced lockdowns, the mask mandate, and the forced church closings, of which are totally against our Bill of Rights. All of which, ladies and gentlemen, as we have been watching it, there's been something that's been taking place that we have not seen, that we've not noticed, that's gone beyond the natural eye of what has been taking place. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, speaking of these lockdowns, I am delighted to see that the Supreme Court's finally acting. They're finally doing something about it. They're finally saying that enough is enough and you can't continue to lock down churches and businesses. And as a result of that, they've issued the ruling by the Supreme Court that churches cannot be locked down, that churches are in fact essential. So that's a good respite that we ought to recognize, though it's taken a year, approximately a year, for them to come to that conclusion and should have never been done. These governors and the mayors, ladies and gentlemen, have been doing what is unconstitutional, illegal, and literally, because it is unconstitutional and illegal, it is something that is also unenforceable, even though they have tried to do so. In fact, the statement made by one of the courts, I don't know whether it's the appeals court or the Supreme Court, said no American should be faced with the decision to worship or to go to prison. And that's exactly what has taken place on the left coast, that is out with in California, and on the right coast, that is in New York and the tri-states in the northeast part of America. The governors and the mayors have taken a position that they're simply little dictators, that they can rule and say whatever they want to. They can make a decision and institute that, and then demand that the police go out and arrest you or fine you if you do not follow through with their illicit, unholy orders. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been watching a fraud take place in America. It is the one writer said it's the most fraudulent election in American history. We've been watching that take place. But the one thing, ladies and gentlemen, that's been largely overlooked, the one thing that's been underreported, and only silence from the socialist, Marxist, BLM Democrats is the China connection. The China connection. We're talking about today the China connection to the election. Now, prior to the actual election itself, which is supposed to be on election day, November the 3rd, but we've had November 9, December election months, and we'll go into January in my most humble opinion. The real drop-dead deadline date for this to be adjudicated as to the real winner of the election is really not until January the 20th. That's the day of a new president to be sworn in based on the Constitution. So if we go right up to the eve of that, the 19th, that's okay. Let it happen if it means bringing about truth and justice. The real deadline based on the Constitution, not until the 20th of January. So we've still got a time to go and a ways to go for these cases to be heard and for the courts to make a decision. Thus far, it's not looking, how would you say, promising based on some of the things we've seen come out of the courts. But I still have faith and belief that God's still on the throne, that God's still sovereign, that God's still in control of what's taking place. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about this election and the fraud that's taken place, it is a component of that election that's based in China, Beijing, China. It is based on the Prime Minister of China, Prime Minister Xi, and what he has done through his emissaries across America. Ladies and gentlemen, while Americans fight for our Bill of Rights, and it should be, while Americans have taken a stand for what is right based on our constitutional liberties, the freedom of speech, and the free exercise of religion, which is spelled out clearly in our Bill of Rights, while we've taken a stand for truth on that, while we've taken a stand for the truth in relationship to our Bill of Rights and the need for it to be defended, while we've taken a stand for truth in the election process based on our constitutional provisions and limitations, while we've taken a stand on that, and we should have, nothing wrong with that. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a coup that's been taking place. It is the coup to destroy our presidency. As you recall, they tried to destroy the president of the United States for 4 years while in office. He was accused. In fact, one writer said that he had lied 22,000 times. I've said many times, who's counting the lies? How do you ascertain a lie? if you have a liar that's trying to ascertain and to examine a so-called lie, how do you determine what is truth? But yet they say 22,000 lies President Trump has committed while in office. They tried to impeach him. They tried to find fault with a perfectly legitimate telephone call to the Ukraine. They tried to use that as some tool to prevent him from continuing to serve as president. So all of that being said, ladies and gentlemen, none of that worked. None of it worked. So they had to, as you would use the term, had to pull out the big guns. They had to use something that would be the pure, absolute, final salvo in the battle to destroy President Donald J. Trump. That's all this has been about. That's all this election is about. That's all the consternation that we're faced with has been about. That's all that COVID-19 has been about. It's been weaponized in the United States of America through the lockdowns to force the economy to bottom out, through the lockdowns to force the parents to have to stay at home, through the lockdowns of the schools and the churches so that the parents would not be able to go to work, and as a result of that, to bring about a wooing of the people to get the people to vote for Joe Biden, supposedly, because he's the one that's promised to wave the magic wand and end COVID-19. He's the one that said time he goes in office. In fact, he just said yesterday, the first 100 days in office, he's going to eradicate COVID-19. Well, he's thinking about 100 days in office. It would be that 100-day period of time that President Donald J. Trump's vaccine should have taken hold and should be some respite from that is the mindset behind Joe Biden's statement. But ladies and gentlemen, behind all of this, that's the front. That's the icing on the cake. That's setting the stage. But the actors in China have been busy, busy, busy to utilize our hysteria, our sense of confusion and chaos and conflict in America to further escalate their control of the United States of America. Now, let me just bring this in. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize this is the premise, this is the basis, this is the fundamental foundation that I want us to focus on for the balance of this broadcast is the actor called China, Iran, and Israel, and how that plays into the end time events. China, Iran, Russia, Israel, and the end time events. And I could name others, but those are the primary players in the final eschatological picture in the scripture. But it's China, according to Revelation chapter 9, that will come into the fray called the Battle of Armageddon. And they'll have a 200 million man army, according to Revelation chapter 9, verses 12 and following. It is China that's seen as coming out of the east that frightens the Antichrist, according to Daniel chapter 11 and verse 44 and following. It is China, ladies and gentlemen, that's behind the Dominion voting machines. It was used in 28 states. The Dominion voting system owned by China, set up, designed to overthrow governments by destroying the potential of an honest, fair election. It's China. And so that's where we want to go in this broadcast today, for us to get a little better handle on the eschatological truth and how China plays into it, and to recognize that God is still sovereign, God's still on the throne, God hadn't had to go to plan B because plan A failed, God's still operating on plan A that he's had from the beginning of the world. From Genesis 1, run through the book of the Revelation, God hadn't had to go back and modify, change, update, or correct anything that's been written in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, and at word of God. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Go over to question, comment, please.
Yes, Pastor, the China connection has been in the news today. As you no doubt know, Representative Eric Smallwell reportedly connected to a cute little petite Chinese lady that was working, unbeknownst to him, for China. And then just a few weeks ago, Joe Biden and his son Hunter were in the news for being bought and paid for by the Chinese. You know, if there was even a whiff of evidence that Trump was influenced by the Chinese, the news media would be all over it. But the
they want to assassinate him. They want to charge him with treason and have right. him publicly assassinated if the name was Trump rather than Biden. It's the Biden cabal that's brought this all about. But Joseph, let me just put you on the spot for a moment. You're exactly right, and I'll touch on those things during the course of this broadcast, bringing out some of the facts and the details. And Eric Swalwell, or Smallwell as you so aptly called him, Eric Swalwell is one of the key players in the attempt to assassinate and destroy President Trump's reputation and to impeach him during the impeachment trials. It was Eric Swalwell that said that the evidence of Trump's connection with Russia was in plain sight. And now, I believe it's through God's providence that brings these things about like that. He's the one that was wanting to destroy Trump through part of the coup. What do you see in relationship to how this works in the plan of God in the eschatological future, that is the prophetic future? Are these things simply flukes, or are they something that we should be concerned about as the reality of how they play out?
I think, I'm sorry to say, and I mean, this is speculation, that I believe America may well be taken out by a sneak nuclear attack by Russia and the Islamic countries, and then there's going to be a power vacuum and a posturing and for who's going to be the top dog between the Antichrist, Russia, and the kings of the East, which is includes China. So, you know, that's how they're going to. They're already showing, you know, they're atheist and communist. And so what do you expect from them? You know, they've just, the Washington, D.C. swamp is full of people who are bought and paid off by the Chinese, you know, the Russia, China, special interests, lobbyists. It's a mess. And we've been corrupted, and America has just gone to the dogs. I mean, not all of us. And thank God for the moral. I don't know if it's still a majority. It used to be. But, yeah, China is going to be a aggressive God help us if we ever have to salute the Chinese as our leaders.
Brother, you're exactly right, and that's the whole focus of this broadcast today, is to bring out the China connection in this election and let our listeners understand that it wasn't just by a fluke, it wasn't by happenstance. It was all orchestrated, planned, and carried out by the Biden cabal in his connection with China and with the Chinese Dominion voting machines that were used for that. And you're exactly right on that. And the whole answer that I have for Christians listening today is we need to recognize God's sovereign. God's still on the throne. God hadn't abandoned us. He hadn't abandoned America. And yet we need to sit up and take notice as to what God is doing in his sovereignty. Joseph, thank you so much for your call today. Mm-hmm. You have a blessed day, and we're looking forward to what God's going to say and do during the course of this broadcast and beyond as Christians. And I say to every Christian, we need to continue to look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh, according to the scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, as I said, and as Joseph has brought out so eloquently in his comments to the broadcast today, we are looking at the China connection to this election. We ought to understand what has taken place and how it has come about. But there's been total silence on it. The media has not said anything on it. Very, very little has been said about China until the past couple of days when some of these things have been brought out. And it's been brought out by some of our intelligence agencies as a result of Eric Swalwell and what has happened. But it's been going on for years and years and years. And we'll talk about that during the balance of this broadcast. I believe we have Lily on the line. Go over with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you for today. God bless them for taking my call. Yes, China has been having its tentacles all over the world, controlling a lot of places all over, spending, investing into things that these people will never be able to pay back. So they have getting control all over. So you could imagine that what they'll have now is having a puppet government in America, the Biden government. Then China would look forward to getting control of America. We think that it could be a coin, because they have been doing that all over the world, trying to take over places. So maybe the goal for them now is control of America. So it's a puppet government, and Biden is already in their pocket. So that's where America could be going. God, but God is on the throne, thank God. He still has the last word, still on the throne.
Absolutely. Well, Lily, one of the things that we need to recognize too is that China's tentacles, and you use the term China's tentacles all over the world, and that's exactly right. Even in third world countries where they don't have $2 to their name, China's going in, putting in bridges and dams and roads and highways and infrastructures for them in exchange for the ownership and the rights to all of their natural resources, gold and silver and diamonds, et cetera, and oil, et cetera, et cetera. Through the China connection, they literally have their tentacles all around the world with major, major, major dominating control. China owns the overwhelming majority of the United States debt, and all that we're doing now with the so-called COVID-19 relief funds, we're printing money, borrowing money from China, printing money that we do not have, escalating, increasing our debt to China as we try to bail ourselves out of the COVID-19 that was the Wuhan China virus that was released on the world. And nobody will ever convince me that China did not do that purposefully. And yet we are the recipients of the most damaging aspect of it. And it's Joe Biden and his connection with the Biden family cabal that's already sold out to China. We'll talk about that further in the broadcast. But it is as a result of China. It's the China connection that has brought about the election failure as we're watching it play out today. And so you're exactly right. And one of the only answer that I have for anyone listening today is that we need to pray. The scripture is very, very clear that we need to pray for those that are in authority. We need to pray for those that are in leadership. I exhort you, therefore, that first of all, that supplication and prayers and intercession and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And so, Lily, what that means is we need to pray for the president. We need to pray for his safety and protection. We need to pray that God will give us victory in this election. But we also need to pray that God will open the eyes of Christians and allow Christians and pastors in particular to grow a spine and to speak the truth and to stand and proclaim the truth of the Word of God and what is taking place. So, Lily, thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the election, the China connection to this election. There is a deep, deep, deep thread that connects this election totally to China and the Chinese-controlled, operated, owned Dominion hardware and software system that's been used in 28 states in the United States of America for this election. But it is the silent aspect of it that I'm bothered by. It's the fact that our socialist, Marxist, communist, Democratic Party said nothing about the China connection. In fact, they played it down. The Communist Network News will not say anything about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and Jim Biden, Joe's brother, and the total family's connection with collecting hundreds of millions of dollars from China and from the Ukraine. Nothing has been allowed in the social media. It's been blocked by all of the social media platforms simply because they did not want it to come back and fall on the doorsteps of Joe Biden so that it would prevent in any fashion people voting for Joe Biden in this election. The presidency, ladies and gentlemen, is on the line. The presidency of the United States of America, today as we speak, the presidency of Joe Biden goes in office. He is owned, operated, controlled, and directed by the Communist Party of China, which is the communist government, the CCP, the Communist Party of China. That is the control for Joe Biden. He would have no authority to do anything that would be against China. All of President Trump's embargoes and tariffs would be taken down. Everything that President Trump has done to try to protect American jobs from the Chinese import machine will be reversed. It will absolutely destroy the economic engine that President Donald J. Trump had built up in the United States of America. But it goes far deeper than that, ladies and gentlemen. All of that is necessary for us to recognize is the economic connection, the economic downturn, the economic problems that America will have. But it goes far beyond that because it goes into the realm of the future eschatological picture, the prophetic picture that God has for us in the Word of God. I'm looking at the headline article that says, Iran versus Israel, war, pray God, it never happens. It is simply a fact, ladies and gentlemen, that we're on the verge of a major, major conflagration that will take place, and it will finally be in that final battle called the Battle of Armageddon. We'll talk about that further in this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Hold on. Don't change your dial. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.